Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hey, Miss Nina, how are you doing?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm doing fair. my name is Madison King. I'm one of the employees with Family First. Mm-hmm. My client is Miss Deborah Liking.
Let me just pour her name up. What's the last name again?
Likings, Lykins.
Yes.
I have had issues with my pay since day one. Before I even get started, let me pull my check stubs back up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to be as calm as I can because Miss Maria trying, but it's like I can never get anybody on the phone. The only somebody that answers right away, it seems like you and Mr. Aaron.
Ringo, because that would be Mary Andrea's supervisor.
This is the number Mary gave, Maria or somebody. She has an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gave me this number and told me to speak with you.
Okay, let me get her supervisor on the line, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just softly place you on the hold to make sure he's available, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's in a meeting. So let me see if I can better assist you. Okay, so what's going
mm-hmm.
on? You missing the money out? I'm going to get your pay stubs. Go ahead.
So the first paycheck, I was okay because I didn't realize that one of my accounts closed. So I called and rectified it. I got it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I did that timely. Like, as soon as they sent me the information, I fixed it right then. So it should have, like, the next week, it should have been fixed. Well, it wasn't. They sent another check, halfened it, and sent a portion to an old account. So now I have two checks that were sent to, you know, the closed account.
Mm-hmm.
And then that week, the second week, is when they were like, well, the two payments have to be returned and all that and blah, 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 blah. I understood that. I waited until today because I was supposed to get the return payment, which was about $240, and a full check for that. I didn't even get a check.
You ain't get a check at all today?
No. And when I talk to Maria, she tells me that, well, I see a pay stub, so I doubt if you don't get it. But I know my bank, and I've gone to the bank. I've called the bank. They don't see a pending transaction for me.
Okay, let me see if I can pull.
Then I don't even have all of my hours in there. Like, all of my checks should basically be the same.
So,
I work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Right. Let me see.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up so we can look at it together.
And
if I sound frustrated, I really am going to apologize to you in the beginning, but this is week 3, and like I told Miss Maria, like, I'm not waiting another week. Like, I gave y'all this week, and I waited for two checks, you know, to be fixed. And then
I can't figure out why this didn't bill on the 3rd and the 6th. I'm seeing 2 days that did not bill.
Right, and then she said that those 2 days, it seems like I clocked out of range, which I said we were at the doctor's office, and I didn't know that it didn't go through. But I still did the paper. Like, I.
So, when you submitted that paper?
Whenever she gave it to me, because, like, she just told me today she was out for a week, and I didn't even know. And she said somebody else was supposed to have been communicating with me, but then nobody communicated with me.
They're her supervisor.
I'm just finding out she wasn't even there.
It looks like the timesheet that you sent, when it was assigned to those days, payroll already closed on Wednesday. So if you send it after Wednesday, payroll already been processed. I'm seeing the timesheet is there attached to them 2 days. But if you send it to her anytime after Wednesday, payroll
mm-hmm.
already been processed.
Yeah, and it seemed like she just, let me tell you when she sent that. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull her up. Yeah, she just sent the timesheet yesterday. So I wouldn't have been able to do it. I wouldn't have known nothing. I just got the timesheet Wednesday. I mean, not Wednesday, yesterday, which is, what's today?
Yeah,
Friday.
Payroll Thursday. Yeah, payroll already processed on Wednesday night.
Now, okay.
So.
Now that's 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 days. I can wait for 2 days, but to not receive anything today, and then I keep getting these $300 checks.
There is it do show that there was a deposit into a bank ending in 2241 savings.
Let me make sure. 2241 savings.
Yes, for 312.
Yeah, I didn't even put a savings account one there.
This is. Let me see what was deposited. The other one, 2241. Let me see savings.
Let me look and see, because I never even put my savings account
this
on
was,
anything.
This is on the previous one on there as well. This is two check-ins, 2241, and one is 0997.
Okay, let me check this account, because I was receiving payment from you all to my Belco account, and that account ends in 9843.
Let me see.
Because if it's going to my members first, I don't even see how they got that information, because I didn't even.
That's the only way to get that information is when you submit a direct deposit, it goes straight to HR.
Right, and I never put my savings account on there. I don't put my savings account on anything.
2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 8,
and what's the last 4?
4, 1. This one that was deposited today. The last 4 digits is 2241. Let me just cross-reference the one previously. That one in 2,
okay, I see it in my member's first savings.
3, 8, 2,
that's
8,
where it is.
Yeah, that's the account.
And I don't even know how it got there.
I can transfer over to HR, so therefore you can clarify it up with her so it can go into the right account moving forward.
Okay, and then I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I only got one. She told me it's only one return for the 12090. Let me see if they added that. Nope. For the 12090, it should have been 240, like around 240 something, or 240. Because two times I had two payments that were short. And then when I talked to Valeria, she said she saw where it was about $240 that needed to be paid out to me.
Do you know for which days?
This one that I got on the 6th was from, I don't know. I don't know which one else was, but then I had another payment.
The one
that did the same thing.
The let me see, 6th. I am on. Let me go back. So I see January is fine. January 26th is fine. You shorted yourself by 1 hour that week. February. Yeah, that's again through the 6th. Yep, that's what I'm seeing. So which week? Because I'm only seeing you started on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
The 19th and 23rd, you got the 40 hours.
Right.
And then on the 26th through the 30th, you got 39 hours. You shorted yourself on a Wednesday by clocking in at 10 and not 9, but you clocked out at 5. You should have clocked out at 6 that we crept that hour.
Mm.
But there's no additional time to add there. You see what I'm saying?
Okay,
if we
that's
seen
fine,
an hour throughout
that.
The week, we could have had grabbed that hour and assigned it to a different day. So you
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm completely now you're telling me something I didn't know. Like I'm nobody is truly communicating me any of these.
So let me explain to you how the GPS stuff is situation. So
mm-hmm.
The insurance is really cracking down on services starting and stopping in the home. It starts
mm-hmm.
to create us an issue because we have to explain why we are allowing GPS out of range. So
uh-huh.
We try to encourage the caregivers, if your shift is like, for instance, your shift is assigned at 9 o'clock, if your
right.
client has an appointment around your time where you're supposed to be working, then you need to clock in an hour or half an hour early.
Okay.
And then if you clock in late, you need to clock out the difference of you clocking in late. So
okay, so that is fine to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I wasn't aware if that was okay to do that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's okay. If you clock in late, if you run in late and you got to clock in an hour or two or whatever, or if you got to work later on that day, you just give us a call. We'll adjust the schedule just as long as you get all the hours that you are entitled to per day.
Okay, perfect.
And some
Thank
hours
so
can
much.
Be made up on other days if you can't, you know, make them up on that day that you shorted yourself.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So, do you see where I'm missing any time? Because I've turned all of the time sheets in. Because I know for sure my check, like that very first check where I got the full 40 hours,
mm-hmm.
it, all of them really should look like that because I work consistently.
So your first check
was spot on.
Yeah, it was spot on. Yep, you got the whole 40 the first week. And like I said, the second week was because you shorted yourself that 1 hour.
Okay.
And then this pay period is because the timesheet was submitted to the file after payroll close. So those two days is still sitting in there to be billed and paid. But they bill on Wednesdays every week. So this is blank here until Wednesday, and then they were submitted to the insurance to process it.
So all of the timesheets that I've submitted after Wednesday, do you see three? It should be one for the 3rd, one for the 10th, and one for the 6th.
Just say that again.
I said I submitted three, so it should be one for the 3rd.
Okay, so that the 10th wouldn't be in this, it would be in the following week. So this one is for, because this pay week go from 2-2 to 2-8. So the timesheet was submitted for 2-3 and 2-6 for last week, which wasn't good. And then going into this week, there's one in there. Yeah, this week is fine, and you're clocked in today. Yep, you just got to clock out at 5, and you're fine.
Okay,
everything is there.
Okay, so next week should be fine. So how do I get them to stop paying me to my savings account?
Got you. Okay. So I want you to take this number down because I want you to contact Mary's supervisor whenever you can get her on the phone.
Okay.
And his name is Arango, and it's spelled orange with an L on the end. And his number is 267-551-7411. And if
you
can't get Mary's
number,
267-551-7411.
Okay.
And if you can't get Mary on the phone or you can't get a Wrangler on the phone, then your last option will to contact me so I can better assist you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. As far as your direct deposit, let me get HR on the phone so therefore she can get the right account from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Tamiti?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that was me yelling for her. She didn't even hear her desk.
Okay.
But listen,
is
it one of these accounts that's already on here?
Yes,
is it
it's my bill.
241?
The one that I want all of my money to go to is actually ending in, I think the last was 48. But
0997.
Wait, hold on. This guy's on phone, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. 09843. Let me see if we got that one.
The routing number is 0997. Do you see something that says 0997?
I see that one, yep.
That's my routing number, but that's the account that I want all of the funds to go to. It's
so
giving
you
the routing number.
Zero, yeah, it's giving me the 0997.
Yes, that's the routing number.
Okay.
Do you need the actual account number, or is the routing number is what you need?
I need the actual account number.
Let me give you the account number because I'm looking at it. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
14.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
110.
Mm-hmm.
9843. That's the account number. And then the 997.
The 9843?
Yes, ma'am.
9843.
And the
okay,
other
so
number
got,
is actually the routing number.
I got 14-00-00-11-09-843.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to get this to HR so she can correct this before she leaves today.
And if she needs the routing number, I can give you that too, just in case.
Is it the same routing number on file?
It should be because you. When you called it back to me, the 0997 was the routing number.
Yes, yeah, she will have it. She can look it up in the Excel for system.
Okay. Any other account outside of that can come out of there.
Okay. I'll have her remove it and keep this only one. Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with? I apologize for the inconvenience.
No, ma'am, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you, too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.